from NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm John Idstein. Steve Inskeep is on assignment, and we'll be hearing from him in a moment. But first, hundreds of thousands of protesters turned out in cities across the world today to mark the first anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. They marched through Manhattan and called for U.S. withdrawal. Japanese protesters denounced the war in several cities, including Tokyo. There were marches as well across Europe and in Australia. In Iraq, since the war began, American soldiers and civilians have met face-to-face with countless Iraqis. NPR's Steve Inskeep says that these small encounters may affect Iraqi attitudes as much as any U.S. policy. He filed this report from Baghdad.
Contact with American soldiers caused some Iraqis to abandon the suspicions they held before the war.
At the beginning, I thought that these people is the worst people in the world.
That's Salim Amr, who was once a soldier in Iraq's Republican Guard. He says he expected the Americans to flood his country with violence, sex, and drugs. Then he started talking to the Americans in Baghdad.
These people is people like us. They have families, and they don't like the bad stuff. Maybe a couple of them. Like what we have in our army, we have bad people. So these people is the same like us. They are the same people. They have, maybe they are better, you know, because Saddam's regime spoiled all the people.
He says the Americans might be better, but they still had a lot to learn. When U.S. forces reached Tikrit, they set up checkpoints on the road and soon had a confrontation with Baha Anwar, a local storekeeper. Male soldiers wanted to search two women in his car.
I mean, this by tradition and customs cannot happen because, I mean, you cannot check a woman. So I refused. I kept refusing, and I could have got killed as a cause of that. I kept rejecting. I said, no, you'll not check the ladies. And because they saw me so insisting not to check them, they didn't do that. They left me and didn't check the ladies. I think through these examples, they become more aware of the customs and the traditions of the people.
To avoid misunderstandings, many American units hired Iraqi interpreters. A company of the 101st Airborne Division employed Salim Amr, that one-time member of the Iraqi Republican Guard. When he met us, Salim was wearing a black T-shirt adorned with the nickname of the 101st, the Screaming Eagles.
10% of my job is interpreting, and the other 90% is teaching
Americans the customs of his country. Salim worked for 8 months with a U.S. Army captain. He says the captain won wide respect among people in northern Iraq, but nearly spoiled a meeting with tribal leaders. During that meeting, the captain used profanity to denounce an Iraqi.
One of the times, we talk about one of the guys, and the captain say, "Fuck him," in front of the sheikhs, and he wants me to interpret this to the sheikh. It's difficult to tell him about other sheikh that this captain, he's 30 years old, he know nothing about this country, and he know nothing about that guy, and he say, fuck him.
Salim refused to translate the obscenity. Sometimes he also refused to translate the remarks of Iraqis, like a businessman who proposed paying bribes to get American construction contracts. But it's not always so easy to avoid hard feelings. This past week in Baghdad, hundreds of Iraqis lined up outside the offices of the U.S. Occupation Authority. They were applying for work as police officers. "We need work," the crowd chanted. Mustafa Hamza Abbas says he's been traveling to this place from out of town for 3 months. He says, "We spent money on transportation and get nothing in return." Elsewhere in Baghdad, businessmen constantly complain when their companies don't receive reconstruction contracts. Abdul Adim Alhamdani's construction firm has found little work. Instead, U.S. soldiers raided his office, breaking in doors in search of a suspected insurgent. He told a reporter that he's come to regard the Americans with bitterness.
You are talking with me now gently. I should be gently answer you. And this is why I behave now gently with you, because you are gentle with me. Otherwise, if you don't respect me or hit me, I should kill you, not hit you.
Many people have been killed in violent confrontations between Iraqis and Americans, but smaller encounters have also made an impression. American soldiers have made lasting friends for their country, and also lasting enemies. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baghdad.